Give the Lord a big clap. Come on.
Dale a Dios un gran aplauso.
It is going to be an amazing few days.
Vamos a tener unos grandiosos dos días.
And we have some great speakers coming.
Van a estar unos grandes que han habladores.
And God is ready to do something fantastic.
Y Dios va a hacer algo grandioso.
I first want to say that, wow, what a great church.
Lo primero que debo decir es que qué iglesia tan grande.
You look good.
Ustedes se ven bien.
And the building looks good also.
Y el edificio se ve muy bien también.
And it's good to be back home.
Y es bueno regresar en casa.
Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the book of Zephaniah.
Por favor, vayan al libro de Sofonías.
Chapter 3.
Capítulo 3.
And verse 16.
Verso 16.
Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 16.
Sofonías 3:16.
I'm going to really build your faith today.
Voy a ayudarte a crecer en tu fe hoy.
The Bible says, "On that day I will say to Jerusalem."
La Biblia dice, en ese día enviaré a Jerusalén.
Do not let your hands be slack.
No dejes que tu mano esté débil.
For the Lord your God
el Señor, tu Dios,
is mighty to save.
Es grandioso para salvar.
Let me say that again. The Lord thy God
el Señor, Dios,
is mighty to save.
Es grandioso para salvar.
I remember when I was a kid, there was a cartoon
yo recuerdo cuando era un niño, había un muñequito
called Mighty Mouse.
Que se llamaba, Super Ratón.
How many remember Mighty Mouse?
Super Ratón.
And I used to love Mighty Mouse.
Y me gustaba mucho Super Ratón.
Because right when things were going wrong,
porque en el momento que las cosas iban mal,
Mighty Mouse
Super Ratón
would show up.
Siempre aparecía.
And you would hear the song.
Y escuchaba la canción.
Here I am to save the day.
Aquí estoy para salvar el día.
And out of nowhere,
y desde no sé de dónde,
Mighty Mice would come out
Super Ratón salía
and just pop the person in the face.
Y le golpeaba en la cara a la persona.
You know, no matter what we're going through in life today,
muchos de nosotros venimos por muchas cosas.
God is more powerful
Dios es más poderoso
than Mighty Mouse.
De Super Ratón.
Somebody give the Lord a clap if that's true.
Así que dale aplauso al Señor.
The writer is talking about Israel.
El escritor está hablando acerca de Israel.
And he says, do not let your hands be slack.
Y dice que no, que tu mano no se debilite.
Because Israel was going through a time in their lives.
Porque Israel iba en un tiempo en esos tiempos difíciles.
Where the challenges were beginning to come against them.
Porque los desafíos venían contra de ellos.
And they began to live by what I call default, meaning it just wasn't working.
Estaban viviendo en una manera en la que no estaba trabajando para ellos.
Rather than by design.
En vez de el diseño que Dios tenía de para
ellos. All of us have been there before.
Nosotros hemos estado algún rato ahí.
It could be either with our children, dealing with our children.
Tal vez de problema con nuestros hijos.
Dealing with our grandchildren.
Con nuestros nietos.
Dealing with our health.
Con nuestra salud.
Where it seems like life just begins to challenge us.
Y que aparece que la vida nos está desafiando.
So the writer says, do not let your hands stay slack.
Así que el escritor dice que nuestra mano no se debilite.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
don't lose your grip.
No pierdas tu dirección.
The word grip means to seize something.
Esa palabra significa ver algo.
To hold firmly.
Agarrar de algo.
To hang on.
De sostenerse en algo.
So I've done probably about 40 hours of research for this message.
He estado haciendo como 40 horas de investigación acerca de este mensaje.
And I have found that little kids have a very firm grip.
Y he encontrado que los niños tienen esa manera de agarrarse de algo.
Mine.
De agarrarse de algo.
Look at me. Mine.
Es mío.
Candy. Mine.
Es mi dulce.
My toy, mine.
Mi juguete, mío.
If they grab somebody's hair, mine.
Y si agarran el pelo de alguien, es mío.
And so I talked to a doctor about this message.
Y yo hablé con un doctor acerca de este mensaje.
And they said that it's a fact.
Y dice que es un hecho.
The older that we get,
que de entre más viejos nos hacemos,
physically,
físicamente,
if we do not exercise to hold and maintain our grip,
si no hacemos ejercicio con nuestras manos para mantener agarrado,
that you begin to lose your grip.
Entonces, vamos a perder esa habilidad.
That's why
agarrar.
Some of you have seen these where they actually have these little exercise machines where you can strengthen your grip.
Por eso hay algunas máquinas en las que usted puede hacer ejercicio para mantener sus manos.
Or you can get like a ball that you can strengthen your grip.
O una pelota en la que usted fortalece sus manos.
When you are young, your grip is strong.
Cuando tú eres joven, tu forma de agarrar es más fuerte.
Oh, you have big dreams.
Tú tienes unos sueños grandes.
You believe something big is going to happen.
Tú sueñas en grande.
But it's amazing how many Americans have lost their grip.
Pero muchos americanos han perdido esa manera de agarrar.
People who are now just letting life throw them around.
Mucha gente que está sin pensar en eso.
But how many of you believe?
Pero ¿cuántos ustedes
I said,
creen?
How many of you believe?
¿Cuántos ustedes creen
that God is big enough
que Dios es más grande
to give us back our grip?
Que nos mantiene más grande. Okay. Okay.
Give the Lord a big clap. Come on.
Dale más aplausos a Dios.
Sometimes people lose their grip in their health.
Algunas personas pierden la manera de agarrar en su salud.
Sometimes they lose their grip in their family.
Algunas veces pierden el agarrar en su familia.
Sometimes they lose their grip in their finances.
En sus finanzas también.
Sometimes they lose their grip in their spiritual life.
Y también en su vida espiritual.
And sometimes they lose their grip in their vision.
Y también en su visión pierden su manera de agarrar.
Some of you know that I help people in Hollywood.
Algunas personas saben que yo ayudo gente en Hollywood.
One of my good friends was a man named Tony Curtis.
Uno de mis amigos es Tony Curtis.
How many of you remember Tony Curtis?
¿Cuántos recuerdan a Tony Curtis?
And Tony Curtis was a very nice man.
Este señor era una persona muy buena.
Aren't you glad that he got saved at the end of his life?
Gracias a Dios,
somebody
él
should clap
salvó
that he got saved at the end of his life. We used to talk about his childhood
Estuvimos hablando acerca de su niñez,
and how he was trying to find his way.
Y cómo debería encontrar su camino.
He was very close to Marilyn Monroe.
Él fue muy cerca de Marilyn Monroe.
I used to say, tell me some stories about her.
Hay muchas historias acerca de ella.
He says, if you weren't a preacher, I probably would.
Si tú no fueras predicador, probablemente yo te diría.
But Tony Curtis was talking to me many times about losing his grip.
Pero él habló muchas veces a mí acerca de perder esa
habilidad. How there were times where it just seemed like he was not going to get the best of life.
Como que él no podía agarrar lo mejor de la vida.
And how God helped him get his grip back.
Y como él podía a través de Dios volver a agarrar esa habilidad.
I was looking at Vanity Fair magazine last month.
Estaba viendo una vez la revista Vanity Fair.
And they had an article, and on the cover was a man named Robert Downey Jr.
Y había un artículo acerca de Robert Downey Jr.
And he's, you know, Iron Man.
Él used to be, era Iron Man.
And they said the highest paid actor in the world.
Era el actor más pagado de Hollywood.
I remember when I first started helping Robert Downey Jr.
Yo le empecé a ayudar a él, me acuerdo de eso.
And he was struggling.
Y él tenía momentos difíciles.
And he was trying to work through addiction.
Y estaba él trabajando acerca de adicciones.
And now he made $60 million last year.
Y ahora hace 60 millones de dólares.
How many of you know God can turn your setback into a comeback?
¿Cuántos de ustedes saben que puede, Dios puede transformarte?
How many of you know that someone's about to get their grip back?
Que Dios puede ayudarte a regresar a agarrar esa forma.
Somebody give the Lord a big clap offering.
Dale aplauso a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Que viva.
Praise the Lord.
Go to Mark chapter 5.
Vamos a Marcos capítulo 6.
And verse 26.
Verso 26.
The Bible says there was a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years.
La Biblia dice de una mujer que había estado sangrando por 20 años.
She had suffered a great deal.
Ella había sufrido mucho.
Under the care of many doctors.
Bajo el cuidado de muchos doctores.
And she spent all that she had.
Y ella había gastado todo lo que tenía.
I said she spent all that she had.
Todo lo que tenía.
And instead of getting better,
y en
she
vez
got
de mejorar,
worse.
ella se empeoró.
Instead of getting better,
en vez de mejorarse,
she got worse.
Ella se empeoró.
Let me come over here. Instead of getting better,
en vez de mejorarse,
she got worse.
Ella se empeoró.
If you don't know this,
si no sabes
esto, I life coach people.
Me gusta entrenadores.
And so we go over a lot of information with the team that I have working with me.
Y voy yo con información acerca de la vida.
And we have found studies that say this.
Y hemos encontrado estudios que dicen,
over 80% of Americans,
cerca de 80%,
say that at the end of their lives,
que al final de su vida,
they feel,
ellos sienten,
that their dreams never came true.
Que sus sueños nunca se alcanzaron.
Did you hear what I just said?
¿Escuchaste lo que dije?
That over 80% of Americans,
80% de los americanos,
say,
dicen,
at the end of their lives,
al final de sus vidas,
my dream did not come true.
Mis sueños nunca se alcanzaron.
So I begin to talk with some psychologists, psychiatrists.
He hablado con psicólogos, psiquiatras.
I get to dialogue with people like Joyce Myers.
Y he hablado con gente como Joyce
because
Myers.
Every month I'm in conferences with Jesse DePlanis or John Hagee, and I like to ask them questions about things.
Yo cada vez estoy con predicadores como Jesse DePlanis, John Hagee, y siempre les hago preguntas.
And we're finding that a lot of people, they start off with the grip.
Y he encontrado que muchas personas empiezan con un agarrar algo.
But things in your life,
pero algunas cosas
I said,
vida,
things in your life,
algunas cosas en
cause
vidas,
you watch me to start losing your grip.
Pierde la habilidad de agarrar.
Could be a bad marriage.
Puede ser un matrimonio malo.
Could have ended in divorce.
Puede finalizar en divorcio.
Could be a child in trouble.
Un niño en problema.
It could be a grandchild in trouble.
O un nieto en problema.
It could be a diagnosis from a doctor.
O un diagnóstico del doctor.
That causes you,
que provoca que,
watch me,
que pierdas,
to lose your grip.
Que pierdas tu forma de agarrar.
See, maybe I'm wrong.
Quizás yo esté equivocado.
But I don't think that 40 is old.
Pero 40 años, no creo.
I don't think that 50 is old.
Pero no creo que 50
I don't
años
think
sea
that 60
viejo.
Is old.
O 60.
I don't think that 70 is old.
O 70.
And I don't think that 80 is old.
O 80. No pienso que sea
I think
viejo.
When you're 95, you're getting a little bit old.
O cuando seas 95, quizás yo
somebody clap your
viejo.
Hands like it's true.
Yo quiero que...
Come on, clap your hands like God's powerful. How can 70 be old
¿cómo piensas que una persona de 70 años
when you're going to live for eternity?
Que pueda vivir en la eternidad.
Come on, somebody clap like you live for eternity. Well, why are you saying all this?
Porque estás diciendo todo
esto. Because they are saying that people by the age of 50,
porque dicen que la gente a la edad de los 50,
are already beginning to lose their grip.
Porque están perdiendo su
oh,
forma de agarrar.
What am I going to do? I got 15
perdiendo.
Years to retire.
¿Qué voy a hacer con los 15 años que me voy a jubilar?
Now I'm 60.
Yo estoy, tengo 60 ahora.
I got 5 years to retire.
Tengo
Come
5
on.
Años más para jubilarme.
I'm just going to twiddle around with the grandkids.
Solo me voy a divertir con los nietos. Come on.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
I said the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
I says the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
that the righteous
que el
will flourish like a palm tree.
Va a florecer en el
and
el,
you will still bear fruit in your old age.
Y va a prosperar y dar frutos aún en la edad.
Somebody clap your hands and shout.
Alguien aplauda y grite.
I was at a hotel in Beverly Hills.
Yo estaba en un hotel en Beverly Hills.
And I saw Cindy Portier.
Y miré a Cindy Portier.
He looked fantastic.
Él se miraba fantástico.
He's in his mid-80s. He looked fantastic.
90 años. Se miraba
I'm
muy
here
bien.
To tell you somebody's about to get the grip back.
Y alguien estaba listo para
someone's
agarrar
about
su forma
to get their health back. Come on,
su
somebody.
Salud de regreso.
Someone's going to get their sense of humor back.
Alguien va a regresar con su forma de humor.
Clap your hands like you believe it. Come on, gloria a Dios.
Vamos, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
But the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
but the Bible says,
pero la Biblia dice,
there was a woman
que había una mujer
who had an issue of blood.
Que tenía un problema sangrado.
Well, what is an issue, Tim Story?
Pero ¿qué es el problema, Tim
Story? An issue is a matter.
Un problema es una materia.
It's something that stands out.
Es algo que está fuera de.
All of us that are over 40,
personas que están arriba de 40,
have at least one issue.
Que tienen por lo menos un problema.
Come on. It may be your bad knee. Oh my God, my knee.
Quizás sea tu rodilla.
Maybe I'd love to throw the trash, but my bad knee's acting up.
Quizás sea mi rodilla.
Could be that Rogaine is not working on your hair. Come on, somebody.
Quizás alguien no esté trabajando sus canas en su pelo.
It could be how you're handling retirement.
Quizás usted esté escondiendo su jubilación.
Everybody has an issue.
Cada quien tiene un problema.
I was at this really large church.
He estado en una iglesia grande.
About you know, it's a big church.
Una gran iglesia.
And it's predominantly Hispanic people.
Y predominantemente hispanos.
And I was signing books at this church.
Y estaba autografiando libros.
And this lady came up to me at the book table.
Esta señora vino acá
conmigo. And she says, Tim Story.
Y dice, Tim Story,
I want you to pray for me.
Y quiero que ores por mí.
And she was in her 60s.
Y ella tenía 60.
I thought, oh, I hope something bad didn't happen.
Yo pienso que tal
vez I said, what's wrong?
¿Qué pasa?
She says, it's my husband.
Es mi esposo.
I said, well, what happened to him?
¿Qué pasó con él?
She said, he's an idiot.
Él es un idiota.
But she said it with her Spanish accent.
Pero ella lo dijo con el acento hispano.
She says, he's an idiot.
Es idiota.
She stood in a line. For 30 minutes.
Por 30 años.
To ask me to pray for her husband.
Por 30 minutos para que él.
There was an idiot.
Su esposo, que era un idiota.
How many of you know that God is bigger than that?
¿Cuántos sabemos que Dios es más
grande
que eso?
Come on, clap your hands. The woman had an issue.
La señora tenía un problema.
Say it in English. Say the woman had an issue.
La señora tenía un problema.
Say it again. Say the woman had an issue.
La señora tenía un problema.
Well, because I love to study.
Porque he visto estudios.
Here's what we found out.
Que se ha encontrado.
Whatever your issue is.
Cualquiera que sea su problema.
That's what you think about.
Eso es lo que piensas de eso.
That's what I'll think about.
Eso es lo que estás pensando.
That's what I'll think about.
De tu problema.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Eso es lo que estás pensando en tu problema.
That's why a man comes home and he's got something on his mind.
Por eso cuando un hombre viene es porque tiene algo en su mente.
I got something on my mind.
Yo tengo algo en mi mente.
Because I'm a man.
Porque soy un hombre.
And men love to have something on their mind.
Y los hombres siempre tienen algo en su mente.
Honey, aren't you excited? Look at everything that
cariño,
I cooked tonight.
Cariño, no piensas que estás emocionado porque he cocinado algo.
But he's got something on his mind.
Pero tiene algo en su mente.
Because he has an issue.
Porque él tiene un problema.
The woman had an issue.
La mujer tenía un problema.
She had something on her mind.
Ella tenía algo en su mente.
She had a problem. She was sick.
Ella tenía un problema. Ella estaba enferma.
And instead of getting better, she grew worse.
Y en vez de mejorarse, se empeoró.
Watch me. She started
Mírame,
to lose
estaba perdiendo
her
su,
grip.
Su forma de agarrar.
Some of you have been losing your grip.
Algunos de ustedes han estado perdiendo esa habilidad.
And it's already 2014.
Y es ahorita 2014.
I know, I'm just hoping that next year's going to be better.
Yo solo espero que el próximo año sea mejor.
I was watching a guy on Christian TV. He said next year's going to be better.
Estaba viendo un predicador en la televisión y decía que el próximo año va a ser mejor.
The Bible just said in the book of Zephaniah.
La Biblia dice en el libro de Sofonías.
The Lord your God.
El Dios tu Señor.
That the Lord your God.
El Señor tu Dios.
That the Lord your God.
El Señor tu Dios.
Is mighty to save.
Es grandioso para salvar.
Somebody give the Lord a clap and a shout.
Dale aplauso al Señor.
You're right, I had an issue.
Tú tienes razón, tengo un problema.
Hey, this is my show today, girl. Somebody clap your hands like God's working here. Come
Dale aplauso
on.
A Dios.
Come on, people.
Vamos.
Say it in English. Say, the Lord our God
del Señor nuestro Dios
is mighty
es poderoso
to save.
Para salvar.
Isn't this powerful?
Es poderoso.
So the woman had an issue.
So la, tenía un problema, la mujer.
And she spent all that she had.
Y ella había gastado todo lo que tenía.
So I want you to hear me today.
So, escúchame ahorita.
So doors are closing. Doors are closing.
Las puertas están cerradas.
Doors are closing.
Las puertas se
doors
cierran.
Are closing.
Las puertas se cierran.
That's what happened to some of you. Doors were closing.
Las puertas se cierran.
Doors are closing.
Las puertas se cierran.
But God will never close a door.
Pero Dios nunca va a cerrar esa puerta.
Without opening the door.
Sin abrir otra.
Come on, clap your hands like.
Aplaude, aplaude.
Come on. Come on, people.
Vamos, vamos.
I get excited.
Me emociono.
You too, right?
Me emociono, okay. Así es.
I'm speaking in Indonesia.
Estaba hablando en Indonesia.
85,000 people.
85,000 personas.
I must have been 28 years of age.
Creo que era como 20 y algo años.
And when I got done preaching.
Pero yo estaba predicando.
The people were waiting for me to go that way.
Estaban esperando por mí, mucha gente.
They had all these cars over there waiting for me.
Y todos los carros esperando por mí.
But I felt like the Lord said to me, go that way.
Y Dios me dijo que me fuera por otro lado. Porque alguien tenía un problema.
Thank you. I like the way you say it. You got an issue.
Tú tienes un problema. Me gusta como ella dice.
So I'm speaking in Indonesia.
Así que estaba hablando en Indonesia.
And they're waiting for me that way.
Y el Señor estaba en el otro
lado. But God tells me to go that
Pero
way.
Me dijo que fuera para este lado.
And so I didn't know why I was going that way.
Y yo no sabía por qué estaba yendo para ese lugar.
But I started heading down the stairway.
Pero estaba bajando las gradas.
And there was a woman that could not walk.
Que no podía caminar.
I want you to hear me because I'm almost done this morning.
Yo quiero que me escuches porque
the woman could not walk.
Esta mujer no podía caminar.
And she was scooting down the stairs.
Y ella caminaba con problemas.
Going down to her husband.
Abajo donde estaba su
and
esposo.
And he was waiting for her with a wheelbarrow.
Su esposo estaba esperando por él con una carreta.
And we found out
carreta.
Later by talking to the pastor.
Y hablé.
That she could not walk for 5 years.
Que ella no podía caminar por 5 años.
I don't speak her language.
Yo no hablo su idioma.
And she doesn't speak my language.
Y ella no habla mi idioma.
But how many of you know that God is bigger than any issue?
Pero ¿cuántos saben ustedes que Dios es más grande que ese?
As I began to walk down the stairway,
y cuando iba bajando las gradas,
the Spirit of God hit me.
El Espíritu de Dios me
and
vino.
I picked up a lady I'd never seen in my life.
Y hablé a la señora que nunca
and
había
the power
visto.
Of God went through her.
Y el poder de Dios
and her
fue a
face
de
began to shine like an angel.
Y su cara brilló
and
como
she
un ángel.
Stood to her feet
y se levantó en sus pies
and began jumping, leaping,
y empezó
and
a saltar
praising God.
Y adorando a Dios.
Come on, somebody clap
alguien
your hands.
Tiene que aplaudir. Alguien tiene que aplaudir. Gloria a Dios, gloria a Dios, gloria a Dios.
The woman had an issue.
La mujer tenía un problema.
Today,
hoy,
every one of us
uno de nosotros
has something
tiene un problema
on our mind.
En nuestras mentes.
I got something on my mind.
Yo tengo algo en mi mente.
I got something
yo tengo algo
on my
en my
mind.
En mi mente.
But she heard.
Pero ella escuchó.
But she heard.
Pero ella
she heard.
Ella escuchó.
About Jesus.
Escuchó acerca de Jesús.
And she said.
Y ella dijo.
And she said.
Y ella dijo.
If I could just.
Si yo
if
solo
I could
pudiera,
just get. If I could just get to him.
Si yo pudiera acercarme a él.
If I could just.
Si yo solo pudiera.
Lift your hands towards heaven.
Levanta tus manos.
Thank you, Lord. We'll speak to them in Spanish.
Okay.
Lift your hands towards heaven. I told my interpreter she did a fantastic job. You know, I work with interpreters all over the world. You did fantastic. Give her a clap. Come on and clap your hands, everybody. Turn my microphone up a little bit. Can you turn my microphone up a little bit? Keep on clapping like God's powerful. And you can interpret, miss, to them without a microphone. You just right there. Everybody lift your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Because I have issues. But I believe today that you're bigger than the issue. Say, I'm getting my grip back. The strength of Jehovah is going through my life right now. This brother's getting his grip back. Come here. They tell me I have a gift. Or Robert said he'd never seen a young person flow in the Spirit like I do. They tell me I have this gift. So let's see if it works today. Your knees are going to get healed. Your body is going to start getting healed right now. Close your eyes. Breathe that in. Boom. That's the Spirit of Jehovah. Go ahead and get your grip back. You're going to get emotional. The reason I'm having her interpret like this, because I have to flow in my anointing like it is by itself. If I waited for her, I would convolute everything. And your physical heart is being healed too. Now walk around like you're 37. Pick your knees up. I don't need any other musicians. Just the piano player is good enough, guys. Somebody clap your hands like God's able. Brother, come on back here. Somebody clap your hands like God's able. You guys just stand there. You don't need to sing, but you all do a great job. But just stand there. Let him play. How awesome is that? What's beginning to happen to your physical body? Tell the people just to testify like the old days.
Well, it's been a few years ago. I was pretty sick. And I'd went to the doctor and said the bottom part of my heart basically wasn't working. And
I said to you today about your heart, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Have you ever talked about that?
No, sir.
Must have been the Lord.
Amen.
Now walk around and notice your legs how good they feel. Just smile like it's working.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to first thank God that I got a mom and dad that kept me in church. And it's by the grace of God that he spared me.
What's happening to your legs?
My legs feel great. They knee was. I mean, I had issues because I played basketball and blowed them out a couple of times, but I feel good this morning.
Somebody clap your hand. Who'd you come with today?
My mom and dad and my fiance.
Where's your mother? Your mother's getting healed. Come here, Mom. I'm in a gift. It doesn't make me any better than the next guy. I wanted to be the next Bill Cosby. I wanted to be in the entertainment business. That's for real. But God called me to help the entertainers. I got it mixed up. I wanted to be an entertainer. He said, no, you're going to help the entertainers. Do you mind if we get you healed? Did you hear that I have a rare gift in healing that's taken me to 70 countries of the world? I don't know if you heard about this gift. You didn't hear? They didn't put it in the flyer? You mean you haven't seen me on Christian TV because I'm not on Christian TV? Do you know the Lord said to me, don't go on Christian TV, that's for somebody else? We got enough talking people on Christian TV. He said, go to the world. Go help the world. Do you know we do this at movie sets in the back of NBA games? We do this in houses. I'm going to fix you, woman. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus, you know what happened to my body. Straighten it out. Say, I receive the free gift of healing. Say, by his stripes, I am healed. And as soon as you believe that and say thank you, you'll feel his power go through you. Say thank you. Well, there it goes. Boom, right through you. Why don't somebody clap your hands? Holy Spirit, thou art welcome here. Play that song. Somebody clap your hands and shout. Can you sing that? Holy Spirit, thou art welcome here. Sing. Lift your hands.
Come fill this place and flood the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is all our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
Who healed you? Jesus healed you. Somebody clap your hand like Jesus healed you. Aren't you glad God healed your mother? Come on and clap your hands. Come on, people. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome here. Come on, lift your hands. Feel the atmosphere, God. Don't you love his presence? Now, she's getting healed. Is that okay? Bring her to me. Turn my mic up so I can whisper. I speak for a living, so I'm pretty good at this. Just turn it up a little bit. Someone wave your hand. Wave your hand. Say, thank you, Jesus. See, well, I'm just doing some Jesus stuff here now. Thank you, Jesus. Come here. We're going to help you because you're wonderful. Now, stand there. Say these words. Just you behind her and everybody else can move. Just close your eyes. Say, by his stripes, I am healed. Say, I receive the free gift of healing. Say, it's a gift. It's coming through me now. It's coming through me right now. And as soon as you say thank you, you're going to feel warmth. Boom, take it. He's right behind you. Take the whole thing. Take the gift. Just go ahead and take the gift. Tell them what's beginning to happen to your body.
By faith, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Walk around and notice. Pick your knees up. Is that amazing? Is that amazing? Lift your shoulders now. Yeah, you're right. He's amazing. Move your wrists. We're going to fix your back if you don't mind. Close your eyes. Do you mind if I fix his back? Boom. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive the gift Say, by his stripes, I am healed. Say, thank you, Jesus. Boom, just hit you. Take it. No, take it. It's a gift. Just like a birthday present. Say, boom, boom. There goes, just one out of three. Just stand in that.
Just lining up my lower back. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Best chiropractor I've ever had. He lined up the vertebrae.
Isn't that mind-boggling? You should have been with me in South Africa a couple weeks ago. I mean, it was mind-boggling. They're coming out of wheelchairs. No, he's really the healer, this Jesus. He said, well, what if they don't get healed? Well, how do you know they didn't? See, healing is a process. You cut yourself, you bleed. You get a scab goes away. You get a scar sometimes. Hopefully the scar fades. Sometimes you get a miracle. Sometimes you don't get healed till you go to heaven. But he's a healer. Yeah. Do you know the guy that's sitting behind you all? What's his name?
Jim.
Say, Jim.
Jim.
You're getting healed, Jim.
You're getting healed, Jim.
So come on up here.
Come on up.
Your knees are getting healed.
His knees are getting healed.
Your feet are getting healed.
And his shoulder's getting healed.
Now, Jim, what happened to you that you walk like this? He was hit by a car when?
In 82.
Hold that mic.
That's
right. Give me a chair. Can we pull that chair out? Somebody clap like God's very powerful. Go ahead and sit down. Come here. What's your first name? Stand here. We're going to give you a chance to have a comeback. Get on your knees. Hold your legs out straight. Hold his legs out. I need your leg to grow out. If they can come out of wheelchairs at my meetings, maybe we could pull the leg needs to grow out. Close your eyes. Say, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, I am healed. You're going to feel a warmth. Say, thank you. Say, I receive my healing. Everywhere, just close your eyes. There it goes. It's growing out. You felt the warmth. It just grew out. What just happened? And where did it feel warm? Your left leg felt warm. Now go ahead and get up and start walking like you did when you were younger. Why don't somebody clap? Why are y'all looking at me like you're questioning things? Could you move out of the way? You look like you're selling shoes. Now start walking like he's a miracle working God. Pick your legs up. Somebody clap your hands like he's a miracle worker. Somebody clap your hands like he's a miracle worker. Yeah. Lift your legs and start walking like he was 12 years ago. Yeah. You better shout like he's powerful. Hey. Hey. Hey, is that wild? Come here, buddy. We get them where they can't hardly see, and then they see. You're not freaking me out on this one. We can do the bad leg. We're fixing your back, too. Close your eyes. Boom. You feel so what?
Good.
Feel so what? Say that again. You feel
it was so good.
What?
Good.
Just stand. I'm just doing some Jesus work. What are you up to? I'm just doing some Jesus work. Tell them what we're doing. Come here. I got to do some Jesus work on you. Miss. You all know her, miss? Is she related to you? What's wrong with her? Bring her to me. Someone wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, how awesome does that feel? When was the last time you felt this good? You look years younger. Why y'all looking nervous, miss? This is exciting. Because we're going to get her better. Are you going to get her jumping and running? Probably not. But are you going to eliminate the pain? Probably. Come here, miss. I can't have you all in pain if I'm your brother. How could I be your brother in the Lord, look at me, and just sit you, watch you sit there in pain when I got a mighty God
That's right.
flowing through me? Clap right. your hands and shout like we got a mighty
yeah!
God. Come here. Get over here. You're going to get better. You know how some people are good at one thing? Like Dale Earnhardt Jr. is good at racing. This is my specialty, girl. I spent my life studying how miraculous he is. Close your eyes. Say, I receive the free gift of healing. Say, just like a Christmas gift, I'm getting a gift. Jesus died and rose again. Say, I'm healed. Say, in Jesus' name, I'm healed. Now, as soon as you say thank you, you're going to feel a warmth go through you. Say thank you. Say thank you for my healing. And there goes through you. Everybody lift your hands and say, thank you. Say, thank you for my healing. Now close your eyes and just be healed. Close your eyes. The audience, close your eyes. Said you don't feel the what? You don't feel the pain. You don't feel the what? You don't feel the pain. Why was I going to leave you in pain when I got a God who's healing pain? Somebody clap your hands.
Yeah!
Now give me a big hug. Your broken heart is being healed. You've been through a lot of hell in life, and God's healing your broken heart. Go ahead and cry on me. God's healing your broken heart. Come on, keep on clapping. You may be seated. How many of you sense the Spirit of the Lord in such an incredible way? Why don't somebody give the Lord a big clap? Come on. Come on, people. Can somebody give my interpreter a big clap?